Isn't this great? I didn't know that. It's good to go with little children shopping. You learn things. So, they have all different cartoon and different one, different things you can pick. We didn't get one for a dozen eggs. We got five of them. Five different ones. Now they can make five dozen eggs. I said, are you there? I didn't say, all right, you can have one. But Grandpa, look at this one over here. I said, yes, that's nice. I said, I'm just teaching them how to shop. You start teaching your children, oh, I can't afford that. I can't afford this. No, you can't have that. Listen, when I was small, if I dropped a milk, I would get slapped because you just wasted milk. Pow! I have to tell you, drop something on the floor, food or whatever. Man, you was like, you just stole $1 million. Slap! Look at what you just did. You shouldn't do that. I couldn't understand when little kids now, and I thought something was wrong. I see the mom, that's all right, honey. But I didn't get kissed when I dropped something, man. I got slapped. I said, what are they doing? They're kissing little kids and they're driving. Don't worry, honey, don't cry. Me, if I didn't cry, they'd make sure I cried. And don't you ever do that again. I said, Jake, get another one. But Grandpa, look at this other one. You want to put that? I'll put this one back. He didn't want. I'll put it back. I said, no, you want the other one? Get the other one. It was worth $5 to teach him how to shop. Can you say amen? It was worth $5. Amen. You teach children from when they're small, you can't have this and you can't afford it. They're going to be raised with that mentality the rest of their life. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Whether you can afford or not, sometimes you have to sacrifice and you have to go out of your way. Many I know, you've done that many times. Don't stop now. And you say, hallelujah. I said, don't stop now. So what did Jesus say, Kevin?
Unless you turn to God from your sins.
From your sin. It's a sin to be cheap. It's a sin to think you know more than everybody else. It's a sin to have this attitude that you've seen it all and you know it all and you heard it all.
Amen.
It's a sin. Go ahead, Kevin.
And become as little children. You will never get into the kingdom of heaven.
You hear that? You will never, 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 mm-hmm. never,
Amen.
Never. I wish all of Long Island could hear this message. They'd pick up stones and they'd throw them at me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell them anyway. And if they pick up stones to throw them at me, Jesus will raise me from the dead. Can you say hallelujah? I said, I believe it. Can you see? And that's what Abraham believed about his son. When he put him on that altar, he said, don't worry, Daddy God. Somebody didn't hear me. Abraham, at the age of over 100 years old, he said to him, don't worry, son. He said, I'm a little child, and I have enough confidence that if you die, God is going to raise you up. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, the older folks get, the less faith they have, because they know it all. They've seen it all. They've heard it all. But Abraham, he said, son, don't worry. He said, the Lord is going to provide. You know who the hardest people to deal with in the world? Are religious people that have been serving God for over 1 year. Uh-huh. That's what Jesus said about the generation. They said, this generation, he said, the unclean spirit goes out, takes seven others more wicked than himself. He comes back, finds the house all cleaned up, and he brings seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. Amen. Amen. People say, oh, but I'm saved. And the Lord says, you're worse off now going to church than when you were out in the world. You had more of an opportunity getting to heaven then than to say now you know the truth.
That's right.
It says, well, what about imbeciles if there's a God? I said, the imbecile will get to heaven. So, well, what about someone's born all deformed? Why does God? I said, they'll get to heaven. Don't worry. God's going to make it all up.
Amen.
I said, are you there? But there's a lot of spiritual imbeciles.
Amen.
By their own choosing. I'll tell you again, by their own choice. There's a lot of people, they don't have a choice. There are people out in the world, they don't have a choice because of the things they've been taught as a child and it's been inbred within them. When you look at the things that go on television, you say, how can these people say the things that they're saying? You see, what you know is a gift. And many of you don't even appreciate the gift of knowing. How many know that knowing God is a gift and it isn't even of yourself? Trusting God is a gift that the Lord puts in your life and that isn't even of yourself. God has given you a gift. You say, what's the matter with the other people? It's because they don't know and they don't have that trust, and that's why they have to go out and air their dirty laundry in front of the whole world. Wanting to get attention from somebody. There's no contentment in their life. But when you are content in your life, you don't need the attention of the world. Can you say praise the Lord? You don't need the attention of the world. Hallelujah. Why don't everybody just stand for 1 minute? I just wanted to see if you were alive. Now you may be seated. Because I was going to pray for the dead here in just a minute. Some of you, the way I preach, you think you've heard. You don't hear. You didn't hear that it was a sin to think you know it all. These are disciples. These weren't sinners Jesus was talking to. These were his. The ones that follow. Read it again so we get it through the gagoots.
About that time, the disciples came to Jesus to ask, which of them would be greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Now, it was disciples that asked this?
That's right.
Go ahead.
Jesus called a small child over to him, and he set the little fellow down among them, and said, unless you turn to God from your sins.
Unless you turn to God from your sins, of knowing it all, and wondering who's the greatest, go ahead.
And become as little children.
As a little child. Go ahead.
You will never.
I didn't say it. Jesus said it. There's going to be a lot of surprises in heaven.
Yes, there is. Surprise.
People that you thought were going to be there welcoming you in, they're going to be in hell. And people that you thought weren't going to be there will be there welcoming you.
That's right.
That's just the way it is. This is exactly what Jesus said to the know-it-alls. He said, you will never, ever make it into the kingdom. Go ahead.
You will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, anyone who humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Anyone who humbles himself as this little child is the greatest. Dependent upon the Lord. Expecting something every day. Expecting something every day. Can you say amen? How many know little children live in expectancy? They live in expectancy. Go ahead, read on.
And any of you who welcomes a little child like this, because you are mine, is welcoming me and caring for me. But if any of you causes one of these little ones.
If any of you who think you're so great and that you know it all, offend one of these little ones that's enjoying depending upon the Lord. And you're going to get them over to the side and say, have you heard? Mm-hmm. Have you heard? What's that song? Sister Rue, have you heard? Who's kissing her now or something? I was in your day and my day. Have you heard? Or let me give you a word. Let me straighten you out. Let me tell you what I know. The Lord said, if you offend, is that what it said? One of these little ones from trusting, go ahead.
If you cause one of these little ones who trusts in me to lose his faith.
Yeah. Hey. I'm past losing my faith. I've been young for so long that I've got to enjoy it. I'm enjoying being young. How about you?
Amen.
So they ain't going to take my joy from me. Amen. If I grow old gracefully, I say, get out of here. Why don't you put some white in your locks? Starts looking distinguished. Make it look salt and pepper, you know. I don't want to look like salt and pepper. I want to stay like a little child. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? I want to stay like a little child. That's like telling a little child, well, why don't you start looking old? You're 10 years old now. What is old? What is old? Huh? 60, 70, 80 years? That's a drop in the bucket. I said, that's nothing. So the Lord said, if you offend Pastor Profeta.
That's right, little fellow.
Pastor little fellow. From now on, your middle name is little fellow.
That's our Indian name.
I pronounce it on you today. You know when you're confirmed, do they give you a new name or something or what? Huh? Another name? Whoever confirms you, you take their name? You're Catholic, tell me.
Your godparents.
Your godparents' name? Well, I'm going to confirm all of you today. Your name is Little Fellow.
Yep.
Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah! So what happened, Kevin?
If you cause one of these little ones who trust in me to lose his faith, it would be better for you to have a rock tied to your neck.
Hey! You hear what Jesus is saying? Mm-hmm. He's saying there are some people that are better off dead than alive.
Mm-hmm.
Are you understanding? There are some people that are better off dead than alive. David said, I want me my bodyguards. I want godliness and I want integrity. And I expect them to watch over and to keep me. Self-respect. Integrity. What does a little child worry about? Self-respect. Little child doesn't worry about self-respect. That's what he said. Job's wife says, look at you. You still retain your integrity, self-respect. He says, yeah, I still got it.
Amen.
What does a child know about self-respect? As you get older, but my self-respect, my background. Don't you call my mama no names. Come on, I was there. I went to the school. You wanted to get on someone's case, they'd say, your mama wears high heel sneakers. Boy, fights would break out. I don't want to tell you what else they said, but that was an easy one. I remember that was I'd see them swing at one another. Of course, they put down somebody's mama. Your mama wears high heel sneakers. Your mama takes a ladder to high mass. Hello, church. And they fight, but you get a little child. Don't worry about respect. Amen. They got integrity. They know who they are and they're happy. When a person is happy, honey, they're not worried about self-respect. They got integrity. That goes a little further. Amen. You know who you are. You're happy. Leave me alone. You do whatever you want to do. I'm happy with what I'm doing. Can you say praise the Lord? I said, can you say glory to God? I said, I'm happy with what I'm doing. So what happened, Kevin?
It would be better for you to have a rock tied to your neck and be thrown into the sea. Woe upon the world for all its evils. Temptation to do wrong is inevitable, but woe to the man who does the tempting.
Woe to the one that causes you a problem. Are you there? Woe to the one that wants to take your joy. Woe to the one that wants to take your blessing. Woe to those that want to see you miserable in life. God says, those whom I have blessed, he said, nobody is going to curse. Woe unto them. They're trying to curse whom God has blessed. You know why you're blessed today? Your name is little fellow.
Amen.
You're not Baptist. You're not Methodist. You're not Episcopalian. You're not Massapequa Tabernacle. I said you're little fellow. Blessed of the Lord. And woe be unto anyone that tries to cause you a problem because they are in big trouble. So Kevin, let's get back to Acts. Acts 1:21, where the disciples were trying to help out. And they wanted to appoint someone to take Judas's place. Let me show you what happened here. Acts 1:21, start there again.
So now, we must choose someone else to take Judas's place and to join us as witnesses of Jesus's resurrection. Let us select someone who has been with us constantly.
You see, these are the fellows, they know it all. Let us select someone has been with us constantly. Listen to this. Go ahead.
From our first association with the Lord. From the time he was baptized by John until the day he was taken from us into heaven. The assembly nominated two men, Joseph Justus and Matthias. Then they all prayed for the right man to be chosen. O Lord, they said, you know every heart. Show us which of these men you have chosen as an apostle to replace Judas the traitor, who has gone on to his proper place. Then they drew straws. And in this manner, Matthias was chosen and became an apostle with the other 11.
Now in the footnotes, it said that they shot dice.
They cast lots or they threw dice.
In Brooklyn, they call that shooting craps.
That's right.
In Atlantic City, they say crap table. They got the right name, crap table.
Amen.
They call it shooting craps?
That's what they call it.
Crap table. I'm just throwing it out to you. They shot craps, dice, to pick someone. Now he said, now we're happy. We helped God out. We shot crap. We got the 12th one. And boy, we helped God out. But how many know God was the one that was going to do the choosing?
Amen.
You know who took Judas's place? Who out there knows who took Judas's place? Saul. The apostle Paul was the one that took Judas's place. Not shooting craps. Not the assembly choosing, like they have pastors coming in and the congregation chooses who is going to be their pastor. Honey, unless God sends a pastor, your choosing is not going to help you. They just want to choose something they can control. That's why they want to choose. What folks want to choose is because they want to control.
That's right.
But God's got it all in control. I said God has got it all in control. Can you say hallelujah? How many know God's got it all in control? They chose. They wanted somebody to take Judas's place. But it was the Apostle Paul that took Judas's place. And it happened in Acts, the 9th chapter. What happened in Acts, the 9th chapter, Kevin?
It says in the first verse that Paul was threatening with every breath and eager to destroy every Christian. And he went to the high priest in Jerusalem. He requested a letter addressed to synagogues in Damascus, requiring the cooperation in the persecution of any believers he found there, both men and women, so he could bring them in chains to Jerusalem. But as he was nearing Damascus on this mission, suddenly...
Ah! Go ahead.
A brilliant light from heaven,
yes,
spotted down upon him.
Oh, you see, God is the one that does the choosing.
Amen.
God is the one that does the choosing, and God chose you. And remember who you are in the kingdom. And don't let anyone come around and take you off like the disciples. They said, well, we got those that have been with us for a long time. And they were there when Jesus was baptized. And we got two here. And we'll choose one. Watch out when folks start giving you the advice. I said the choosing comes from God. And it doesn't come from man. Can you say hallelujah? I said the choice comes from God. So what happened?
He fell to the ground and he heard a voice saying to him, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? Who is speaking, sir? Paul asked. And the voice replied, I am Jesus.
Yes.
The one you are persecuting.
Yes.
Now get up and go into the city and await my further instructions.
Yes. Until you await further instructions. How many know God has further instructions for you? How many know it doesn't end here?
That's right.
How many know it doesn't end when you leave this building?
Amen.
How many know the Lord has further instructions for your life? He said, I will lead you and I will guide you and I will show you things to come. God has your day planned and God has tomorrow planned for your life. Can you say amen? Tune in for further instructions. Tune in. So what happened, Kevin?
The men with Paul stood speechless with surprise, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but they saw no one.
They heard it, but they didn't even understand what the voice was saying.
That's right.
How many know when God talks to you, he talks in a language that you can understand? They heard a voice, but they didn't know what was going on. And then what took place?
Paul picked himself up off the ground and he found that he was blind. He had to be led into Damascus and was there 3 days blind, going without food and water all that time. Now there was in Damascus a believer named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, Ananias, yes, Lord, he replied. And the Lord said, go over to Straight Street and find the house of a man named Judas and ask there for Paul of Tarsus. He is praying to me right now. For I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in.
How do you know God works on both ends?
Yes, he does.
He said, he's praying, and I've already told him you're coming. If somebody says the Lord sent them, and the Lord hasn't told you, you tell them, I don't live on secondhand information. I don't want leftovers. I want it directly from the throne of God. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I said, some people live on leftovers.
That's right.
I don't live on leftovers. I want it directly from the throne of God. Can you say hallelujah? Ananias, you're going. Paul's praying. I already told him you're coming there. Go ahead.
But Lord, exclaimed Ananias, I have heard about the terrible things this man has done to the believers.
But you know, the Lord said, I've taken care of him. How many know God knows how to take care of the situation? Lord says, that's all right. I made him like a little child.
That's right.
I've humbled him. He said, when you hear from God, honey, you'll be humble. The problem is a lot of people have a mental acceptance. They never had a heart acceptance.
Right.
I said it ain't in their spirit. They have a mental acceptance. But when you hear from the Lord, when you hear from your creator, I said, your life will be different. You're no longer a know-it-all, and you're no longer a show-it-all. Mm-hmm. Can you say amen? After Paul met up with the Lord, he went out to Arabia, out into the desert, and for 3 years he spent in the desert, and he said, I had to unlearn everything that was taught to me by man. And he said, now the gospel that I preach wasn't taught to me by man, but it's a revelation from the Lord himself. Can you say hallelujah? Amen. Did Ananias get there, Kevin?
Yes, he did.
What happened?
It says in the 17th verse that Ananias went over, he found Paul, and he laid his hands on him and said, Brother Paul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me.
Yes.
So that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And get your sight back. Instantly, it was as though scales fell from his eyes. Paul could see and was immediately baptized. Then he ate and was strengthened. He stayed with the believers.
Ah, hallelujah. That's another sermon, Kevin.
Yep.
This was the man that took Judas's place. That's what I want to get across.
That's right.
This was the man. It wasn't those whom the assembly chose.